breaking news. Donald Trump is in Houston right now, and he was in a parking lot addressing a bunch of storm refugees.
Oh, my God.
First thing he said, quote, "What a crowd. What a turnout."
Yes!
Oh, my God!
Oh, President Normal Man.
I actually am kind of curious about this, because this is a natural disaster, well, a man-made natural disaster, yeah, that's going to be affecting a lot of white suburban people.
Yeah.
And call me crazy, but I just don't believe Trump is really going to provide them the support that they are absolutely going to need. And I kind of wonder if there's going to be a big backlash, right, because, I mean, it's going to be very... very bad. I
would
mean,
bet
just
not.
Looking at the pictures, it's pretty horrifying.
They'll blame. It's just nature. It's just the thing that happened. People are rejecting the idea that this is political. You can't politicize it by pointing out anything that went, any human action that went into it happening.
I mean,
and
maybe
they're gonna go
maybe
with that.
I'm underestimating their ability to rationalize, but like the picture of those. Older women,
yeah,
in the retirement facility, just waist deep in water. And that, yeah, one bitch who was my girl, who's just knitting through it. Oh my God, woman after my own heart.
Yeah,
like,
I think that the opportunity comes from the fact that there is no such thing as a free market solution to rescuing people or to rebuilding after these things happen. Like, there is no place, the market has never been part of it. And we all just sort of, you know, that's just sort of something that's for libertarian types taken as, you know, well, not everything can be the market. Some things we need to have a social mechanism for. But as it becomes more and more, like, essential to people's lives, I think it's also an opportunity to emphasize how that, like, social provision is going to be the only way we kind of – the only way we can cope – with increasing levels of ecological disaster.
Amber, stop coughing.
Sorry. My employer is telling me not to be sick.
Wow.
You're coming into the podcast today. I don't care.
Wow.
Stop coughing. You're making the customers nervous.
This woman came.
Wear a hairnet.
This woman came into her podcast with a horrible illness, but suppressed her cough the entire time.
That rocks.
Inspiring.
Ember's an inspirational meme now.
Yeah.
The shocking revelation that Louise Mensch and True Facts Stated got all of their true facts from a complete fraud and hoax that was just doing a joke the entire time.
Yes.
And they're like throwing around these like this shit that they learned in Tom Clancy novels, like, yep, HumeInt. Like, that's a joke. Like, you read that and you're like, oh, this clown has no idea what he's talking about. But these people are so deluded and so just desperate for some kind of coherent narrative that makes everything okay that they'll be like, yeah, he's got HumeInt. This guy's got HumeInt.
You could call it a human centipede.
Oh.
Now, these are all real Dear Prudy questions that I have sourced from my Dear Prudy seller. This is a Dear Prudy question in which the questioner reveals more about themselves than any problem they're addressing. It's not really the problem. It's the person writing the letter. Okay. Question. The headline is, "A few paws too many." The writer says, "I live in an apartment complex geared toward young adults, college students looking for a quieter environment, grad students, young professionals, and a few young families. Last year, the young woman across the hall lost both her parents in a freak accident, and her little brothers were sent across the country to live with family. She already had one, admittedly, very well-behaved and well-trained dog, but she took in both of her parents' dogs. There is a two-dog limit that I was informed was strictly enforced, but she apparently appealed for special permission given the circumstances and received it because one of the dogs is elderly. I feel bad for her circumstances, but it's been a year and she still has three dogs, so apparently the elderly one wasn't that old after all. She seems to be...
There are rules.
She seems...
Kill your dog.